as you're seated here, that's all about you. Your own wonderful human imagination is the God of the universe. That is the one spoken of as the Lord Jesus. That's the one. Is it really true? Well, we're called upon to test it. Test it and see if it's true. And I have a letter on me tonight. I really should read it, but I'm not going to. I should read it just as you wrote it, but I'll tell you the contents of the letter. This gentleman hasn't been here in years. The last time I saw him was in the E-Bell. So you know who's been coming since the E-Bell, how long that has been. He said, I must tell you this story. It may not make sense, but I must tell it. For it's the first time that I have ever used my training according to the things that I have heard you say. I am a psychologist, and I have wasted years trying to talk people out of their mental problems when I could easily have imagined them whole and happy. Now, here is the story. He said, a friend of mine, this lady, claimed that she was in many ways abnormal. She and her husband adopted a little baby girl, and something very strange went wrong with the child. The child was 4 years old and still could not speak, and a few words it muttered, and God was told that it was simply not intelligible. But in the 4 years talking to her, there was progress. Then one day she said to me, I do not feel any longer that I am abnormal. So now I say to myself, I am not abnormal. He tried to explain to her that that's not quite the approach. And then he broke the thought and he told me this story. But for instance, in my own case, I find a home that I want. I begin to imagine that I'm living in that home. And then doubt sets in. With the result that doubt materializes into a person.